Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Heidi Pratt. I just want to thank all of our amazing sponsors for making this show possible and everything that they do so we can have this free podcast for you guys every week. So thank you so much to all of our awesome sponsors. We love you and we really love all your products. So thank you. Welcome to a new episode of Make Spidey Famous Again. I thought our guest was coming at 12 today. It looks like it's 1 o'clock, so I thought we were really late, but it turns out we are really early, ironically.
First time ever. Oh, my gosh. I don't, we're supposed to arrive fashionably late to a a guest who's a stylist. Whatever.
I hope he's bringing clothes for me because he's like one of the most iconic stylists. We have Brad Goreski, and I used to watch him on the Rachel Zoe Project, which is vintage. I'm sure. And then he had his own show. It's a Brad World.
Wasn't he also a judge on...
He's on Fashion Police.
No,
or that on E!
Yeah, with Kristen Cavallari.
Yeah, and he does Red Carpet Live. And he's friends with...
Best friends with Tanya Rad. Mm-hmm. T-Rad and B-Rad. They dance to every song that comes out. They make little skits.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I want to
They should
come.
Move it over to TikTok, though. We'll talk to them about that. I know they do main posts on Instagram, but...
That was my first thought.
Speaking of Instagram and Facebook, I don't... They didn't say it was a secret.
No.
But Instagram and Facebook reached out and once... It's not once. We're doing it now, obviously. We said yes, 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 yes. They want a Pratt Daddy Crystals pop-up for all the Instagram, Facebook employees. So we're going to be doing that in the first week of January. Very exciting. Just to be recognized by, I guess, the head of entertainment, quote-unquote. Is a huge Pratt Daddy fan, which is amazing. Answered prayers.
So please unshadow ban us.
Oh, I know for a fact I'm shadow banned. It's not even a conspiracy. There's no way. And I'm not even like being ego guy here. In 3 months, there's no way with the amount of content I put on my story that I don't go up 1,000 followers.
Totally
agree. It's not even possible.
And on an even as exciting note or more, last night we went to the Snapchat party, which is our favorite platform and where all of our content really lies. We went to the exclusive Chateau Marmont Snapchat party. It was unbelievable. Just the moment you walked up, I didn't even know there was a pool at Chateau Marmont. They rented the whole thing out. The best DJ, there was this amazing pianist who went into like producing the song on site, and the food was so great, and the wine, and we got to talk to Evan Spiegel and Miranda Kerr, which was so amazing. I was like, you guys are like my favorite couple ever. Talk about a power super couple. Oh my gosh. And she looks even more gorgeous in person. All she had on was mascara, blush, and bronzer. And she's like, I mean, of course, she's one of the biggest supermodels in the world, but so freaking beautiful. And her eyes, when you look in her eyes, I'm like, totally girl crushing. You are so cool. Love you, girl. Like, she's amazing. We're talking mom stuff. So she just had a baby 8 weeks ago, and the baby and the 1.5-year-old are so sweet, like lying together and loving each other. It's like, I want another baby.
Wait, you want another baby?
Yeah. And
oh,
speaking
gosh,
of, even if my back's not fully healed in a few months, which it will be, I'm going to start trying for a baby no matter what.
Well, I hope that baby loves Crayola Color Wonder as much as Gunner does. Oh my gosh, magical mess-free markers, stamps, paper, and paint design for kids ages 3 and over.
So they're here to take the mess out of your kids' creative expression. The color only appears on the special Color Wonder paper, never on skin for the new baby or us, clothes, furniture, or carpet. So I am just so excited to take them on the plane, also to Colorado this holiday season. Buy one mess-free Color Wonder and get one 50% off with free shipping at crayola.com/spidey. We got the Peppa Pig ones, which are a favorite. There were a few amazing one Baby Shark ones, so it's great to just mix it up also. So Gunner loves it, and we can relax knowing there won't be a mess to clean up. It keeps him busy in the car, on the plane, at grandma's house, at Tallulah's, waiting for the doctor's appointment. It's really a magical distraction anywhere we go. So they are one of the best mom tricks, parent tricks, anyone tricks to go. And I find myself coloring. I'm like, yeah, now let's color in George and Peppa Pig. And anyways, fun for both of us. Again, buy one mess-free Color Wonder and get one 50% off with free shipping at crayola.com/spidey. Your kids will thank you one day. That's crayola.com/spidey. So you're right. You're totally right.
I am always right, unfortunately.
Most
sometimes.
Of the time. Most of the time.
Always.
I'll agree.
So my favorite part about the party, I never see this at a party. They actually had, excuse my French here if I'm saying this wrong, a charcuterie board like buffet. They had two guys. We were trying to network so much that I didn't actually get to do the damage I wanted to on all the hors d'oeuvres, and that's frustrating.
So I didn't even eat the charcuterie plate. I'm like, what the frick? Oh, I didn't even get, I love cheese. No one loves cheese more than I do.
You see how many cheeses they had? It was insane.
Man, I'm
and then
really
those little truffle rice balls.
And I didn't get a photo of us together, which I wanted so badly, and hair and
we
makeup.
We were overwhelmed.
Man.
Next time. Well,
I wasn't
the good
just worrying
news
about
is,
myself. Oh, sorry about
sale.
That. Sorry, frat daddy store.
The good news, breaking freaking good news, is they said that my new series, Chasing Clout with Spencer Pratt on Snap, is so good, they don't want it to be a weekly episode. They want it to be every day. So, whoa, look out. Look out, wires. It's gay bod. And
I'm so excited.
Like you said to them, it really is answered prayers and manifesting. Like I used to do that 3-4 years ago, but I just want a Snapchat show.
Yeah, remember you were tearing out the pages. I just watched it on my Snapchat too. You had like 20 magazines and you were trying to just make a collage in the back and like try to figure out how to pin it up and make a board of it. And you've been doing this for so long and you're so good
thanks.
At it. You're so
thanks.
Funny. You're
yeah.
so witty. You're
best.
So on. You always have your
tell
finger on the pulse. No, really.
I
like
agree.
You know so much of the behind the scenes yep. of what's going on. So, mm-hmm. and you are just so, you thrive in that mm-hmm. environment. So mm-hmm. I think they
so,
love it.
Since they're, they don't want me to have to drive into their studios every day. They want to build our own studio at the house.
Watch out, Kelty. Lady Gang, we're going to have our own studio.
Watch out, Lady Gang.
Watch out, Lady Gang.
I unfollowed Lady Gang when I realized Lady Gang does not follow me, even though as I read on Twitter all the time when they ask people who's your favorite guest, they always say me. Thank you, Lady Gang listeners. But they don't follow me, so I unfollowed them. Okay.
But we still love you.
Yeah, no, it's... Just, I'm not following at people anymore that don't follow me, except for Taylor Swift, because she doesn't follow anyone, so that's fair.
2020. We're running a tighter ship over here.
Oh, yeah, we are getting serious. We're hiring a new employee. She starts after the holidays from business school. Mm-hmm. So she just graduated business school, and she's going to make our business a business, because right now it's a crystal hangout shop.
Yeah. We've been going through a lot with Pratt Daddy this week. So it's just a lot, like we always say, we were just managing ourselves and reality stars, and then to become like business owners and have so many employees that you have to like delegate and worry about things going on with them and personal things, and then also scheduling and making everybody making it work, and then having people enjoy their work environment, but then also balancing having a professional work environment. I mean, it is a lot of different hats to wear. So it's been a big adjustment for us, and I feel like we have we're coming out of it on top and learning how to be better employers, because that's what we want to. We want to be the best employers. And sometimes that means having bigger boundaries also. So it's like, okay, we need to make it more professional also sometimes for everybody's benefit and everybody's mutual respect and enjoyment. You know, it's like with Gunner, sometimes I have to be stricter with him, not because I want to, but because it helps him in the long run. And that's what he needs, are good boundaries. And it's the same way as being an employer. You know, you have to have good boundaries.
I listened to a great podcast yesterday. I don't know if he's on our amazing platform that is Podcast One. He could be a competitor platform. So, you know, don't listen to the whole thing or just like skip the ads. I don't know. But because our friend Ruigi, the designer of Rude, who I am very inspired by because he has built a probably $100 million brand in the last 5 years in LA. And he went on this podcast that I'd never heard of called Leadership Lean In with Chad Veach. I don't know. I think this guy is a preacher also, but
praise the Lord.
He talked about the five things of being a good leader. And as he was listing them, pretty much I do the five opposite things. So I was like,
did you hear that?
I was like, oh, yes. Dang. Nope. Shut up. So, but again, like Eddie said, I was never trying to lead anybody. I was trying to buy more crystals, and Heidi said I couldn't. And now here we are, blessed. But again, I was not like, I'm a leader with such a good plan to lead people. Like,
so we need to adapt to become good leaders.
Or we eventually need to hire a leader.
Yeah.
And then we just do swipe ups.
But we lead that leader. So regardless, we need to set the president.
No, you are
I have
the CEO.
Been.
Exactly.
I have been dealing
I am with stepping out.
Everything.
So you don't even have to say we. You can say I. I am the strong leader.
We are
Heidi.
A team. We are a team. I deal more with the employees and the HR type of thing, and you deal with more like sourcing the crystals and the buyer and like finding the things. So we are a great team because those are two very important and very different components.
Fair.
And what you do so well, what the podcast said, is creating a fun work environment
atmosphere. That was a great and a little too fun. Well, I could talk to King Kevin, my MMA coach. He's like, Friday should be bottle pop.
That's what I said.
Yeah. So at 5 o'clock, everyone clocks out.
End of the day.
Boom. You're not even on. If you want to stay after hours, that's clock out. You're not an employee. We're popping a bottle.
Absolutely. And a bottle, not
each.
Three.
Each.
No.
Everyone needs a bottle.
No.
We're getting a sponsorship.
That's a liability.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Jokes.
Who knows? So, yeah, that's what I said. Every Friday can be that end of the week, but it's like, oh my gosh, we got to just scale.
And then after the Snapchat party, we went to the most exclusive at the party was world famous superstar that obviously I've been trying to get on the hills now for a year, Olivia Jade. And she said she appreciated my comments, that my supportive comments on her Instagram, but I didn't want to tell her I unfollowed you because you didn't follow me back. So I was like, great.
Keep up the comments. That's the thing. You can still comment on people's page without following them.
Yeah, but then it's like, it's one thing I'm just scrolling. Like, I used to scroll 3,000 people, and if I saw someone, I'd comment, but now I'm not searching out like, you know, searching a name to leave a comment.
She's so cute and pretty. I really
we need her.
And she has
on
such good energy. I was like,
ah.
So she is, yeah, she was there with her friends. So.
Yeah, and we saw all the vlog squad. Chatting them up.
Is David
Dobrik?
Dobrik related to Howie Mandel, because he did like famous uncle check on TikTok, and they all start laughing at me. So they're like, no, we were starting to say like people are really going to believe us, but you never know in Hollywood. It seems like everyone's connected and really does have the random famous uncle, but they were all laughing at me pretty hard.
On a whole separate note, because I looked over and saw both Heidi and our beautiful Leica cameras, I have been, not officially, but I think the first step, been put in the Leica ambassador program, and they're sending me their most elite, I think it's like $40,000 camera, to shoot my hummingbirds to print them up and have a gallery showing in LA. So I took my Leica yesterday and spent about 3 hours trying to get a photo of a hummingbird. Oh my gosh, let's just say it's way easier with your iPhone, because it's not like this big object in front of where your hand feeding them. So. But I did get Sweetie, my new favorite Hummer, to land three times, and I couldn't get the light right. So I have, like, out of focus. It's like, how am I going to be a famous hummingbird photographer? I can't even take a photo. So sad.
Can you take some photos of me for prep prayers? Cross praying.
What, today?
No, with that expensive.
Oh, we need to do everything you can think of.
And we've decided we're going to buy a condo in Crested Butte this year instead of a house because it's cheaper and it's realistic and we don't need like anything that big when we go because we would actually be basically saving money from how many times we go this year and spending it on renting a house. And so that's very exciting for us. And then it's a good realistic step too, just to get our foot in the door to buy something and then to be able to go there and have that. And so that is really, really, really exciting for me. Yay. So yep, I'm very excited about that. We're going to start looking when we go there and look on the mountain and look all around. And then after that, my plan would be in the next year or two, I'd like to buy just a piece of land and then build our dream home on it because the house right now in Crested Butte is like an average $2 million. And if you buy a piece of land for like $100,000 and then build the house, that's, you know.
I love when you say our dream home. I would say I'm living in our dream home right now.
Our dream mountain.
Oh, there I was like, yeah. Really dream about living in the cold.
Dream mountain home. And we could even sell it.
A dream. Like, I have a lot of dreams. So one of our dreams. Yeah.
Well,
so,
it takes a lot of planning. And you know what? If you're getting married, you know it takes a lot of planning. There are so many little tasks, and it can be super stressful. But now, guess what? It doesn't have to be, thanks to Zola. Zola makes wedding planning easier and less stressful with wedding websites, registry, invites, and guest list manager all in one place. Amazing. I wish I had this when I was getting married. I'll use it on our next wedding. Sign up at Zola.com/Spidey today to get your free personalized paper sample. Use code SAVE50 to get 50% off. Your save the dates. Zola has free wedding website designs. There's hundreds of gorgeous designs for every style. Zola has the highest rated registry of all time. You can register for gifts, experiences, and even honeymoon funds. Plus, beautiful, affordable invites in paper. They'll help you collect the addresses and track RSVP with their free guest list manager. Zola helped 1 million couples get married. That's a lot. And they can help you too. Sign up at Zola.com/Spidey today to get your free personalized paper sample. Then use SAVE50 to get 50% off your save the dates. That's Zola.com/Spidey and promo code SAVE50. So check that out. I mean, gosh, a few of our friends are getting married, and they should definitely use Zola. It would make their lives way easier. So, yeah, we have Brad coming up. Brad has a new show on the Lady Gang Network, Brad Behavior, and make sure that you all listen to it.
I wanted to read this because I was wondering why Snooki was not doing, we talked about her not doing Jersey Shore anymore, and I found more info. This is a quote from her. Another reason is when I leave my kids and film the show, I want to have a good time and I'm putting myself out there. I just want to come off as a good person. And lately on the show, it's just been very drama. And our show, Jersey Shore, is about family, about making fun of each other and about having a good time and laughing and just knowing that it's all in good fun. And lately, it's just like everything is so serious. For me at 32 years old with three kids, and if I'm doing a reality show, I want it to be fun and be lighthearted and just lightweight. It's not like that, and the show is getting so dramatic. She also claims she's been getting death threats and getting death threats to my children over drama capture on the show. I'm not saying goodbye to reality TV and me working as a reality star. I just need to remove myself from the show because I don't like the direction that it's going when it comes to the drama and just the cattiness. I just can't do it. Enough with the drama. It's supposed to be a happy, fun show, and it's turning into a nightmare. Thank God we're on the hills, and Evolution and Alex Baskin just want to have us look so fun on boats, eating lobster and selling crystal. Like, because I used to always be like, God, why don't we have a cast like the Jersey Shore? And then you read that, I'm like, I never thought I would appreciate my boring fellow cast members.
Yeah, but I feel like there's going to be a lot of drama this season.
Not with me. I am wearing so many PrideDaddy.com crystals. I'm be like, I got rose quartz and amethyst and black tourmaline. No.
Well, it's coming at you. Obviously.
It's not going to concern me.
React however you want.
I'm going to say,
but when? You will be in. oh, the drama will be surrounding you. It's coming for you.
I'm going to create a fun atmosphere. Okay. I was like, oh, you're mad? Oh, that's a you problem, not a me problem.
Well, the best thing is you can always say, I'm sorry you feel that way.
I'm
then
sorry.
Then it's a sorry, but it's not.
I'm sorry.
You know, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Oh, I'm sorry I manifested you being on TV again. Oh, I'm sorry. You're welcome. Sorry, not sorry. Hashtag. Okay, we're going to go get a snack. And will we be back.
We'll be back after these messages.
We'll be back, and we're going to have Brad Rad.
From the Lady Gang Network and Podcast One.
I dated a lot of gay men in my life.
Maybe I didn't know I was gay until you liked me.
It's Showmance with Kevin McHale and Jenna Ushkowitz.
How romantic.
Join the former Glee stars and best friends for an untraditional take on finding love and friendship in the world of show business.
As the modern poet Jenna Ushkowitz once said, tradition.
Don't miss new episodes of Showmance with Kevin and Jenna every Thursday on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Hope you find friends as good as us.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona. La vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We all know mental health is a big part of self-care, but changing mental habits is easier said than done. Luckily, Talkspace Online Therapy gives you a convenient and affordable way to improve your mental health. Talkspace pairs you with one of 5,000 or more licensed therapists based on your needs and references. Connect with your therapist via text, audio, picture, or video messages the same day you match. Your therapist will message you daily, 5 days a week. No office trips or appointments to schedule. The thing that I love most about Talkspace is it's affordable. Talkspace gives you a month of anytime access for the price of one in-person therapy session. And their expertise is great. Their specialties include depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, relationships, food and eating issues, and more. Plus, they're clinically proven. In one academic study, Talkspace users reported a 50% drop in anxiety after 3 months. We all need help navigating life's ups and downs. Talkspace offers the support you need at an affordable price. My listeners can get $100 off their first month by using code SPIDEY at Talkspace.com. Match with a therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy at Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure to use code SPIDEY to get $100 off your first month. That's Talkspace.com, promo code SPIDEY.
Hello, we have Brad here. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm a really big fan.
Oh, thanks. Likewise.
I feel like I used to watch, I know, not I feel like, I used to watch you on Rachel Zoe, and then it's Brad World.
Wow. And, yeah. Oh my God, you're diehard.
Love.
Thank
you
so much. That's so awesome.
Excited.
Well, the feeling is mutual.
And your work, you're just an unbelievable fashion icon to the stylist and to everybody. And so,
oh, you're so sweet.
Very
thank
excited.
You.
Especially that was when I was in fashion school and it was like such a big deal and everybody was watching, you know.
That's so awesome.
You,
so. Yeah, that show was wild.
Oh my gosh. I know. I can't wait to.
So weird. I was literally just texting with Taylor today. Who tortured me and is, you know, still my friend. So that tells you a lot about me.
Yeah, how resilient. You're really a thriver.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a victim. Not that victim mentality.
No way, baby. No, she's great. She
and I watch you religiously on T-Rad and B-Rad dance-offs.
That's awesome.
The dances are getting very legit, though.
Thanks.
I was saying, though, I think it's time for you guys to move, at least have a different version on TikTok. I feel like they could be way bigger on TikTok.
Yeah. I was actually just like, I was listening to Ariana Grande on the way over and I was like doing some like fantasy TikToks in my head.
So
one involved an outdoor shower.
Yeah, I think.
Whoa, you're all in. Are you on TikTok?
No.
Oh,
should
okay.
I be?
Oh.
Are you guys on it?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
You are perfect
TikTok
for
later.
I'm not a TikToker. Heidi is like, it's first people who have skills at dancing and performing.
Yeah, there's people who are better. I mean, it's just silly little things, too. So there's like different versions of it. You know, everyone does the same dance over and over, basically.
Tanya will know.
Does it cut it for you?
Yes.
And so it puts like
Here's an edited one I did.
Oh.
And they have like a list of songs.
That's so cute. This is very, very, very me, by the way.
So you could totally do that. But then everyone does the same like dances. This is just an original one, but this is one that like everybody
there's a dance that people copy on TikTok.
Yeah, and so everyone does the TikTok or like the song. Everyone's doing the same thing.
Oh, you've got moves too, huh?
I want to join the Brad Rat.
Anytime,
Tanya squad.
Come over.
Come on.
I'm just up the street. Anytime you want to dance.
And so you've now done two podcasts, right? Or sorry, 3 weeks ago.
We launched on November 13th, I believe. So I think episode 6 just launched with Juliana Rancic, me and Juliana.
Congratulations.
Is a lot to. So she is not moving to New York.
And she is not moving to New York.
Did you guys discuss that?
We did a little bit. She'll still be doing Live from the Red Carpet, which I'll continue doing as well, which is, you know, a very happy place for her. But, you know, it was like 25 years of doing E! News or something. So we talked about actually, which I found really interesting because I wanted to know, I'm like obsessed with the Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie days still. Like 2007 was like a big year for me. And like, I think pop culture took, obviously you guys were very much a part of that whole massive pop culture explosion. And she was talking about how the show wasn't doing well, E! News wasn't doing well, and they were going to cancel it. And she basically came up with the idea of calling Kitson and finding out what Paris Hilton was buying and like putting the outfit and all of that crazy stuff that became like what we want to know now. So it was really interesting hearing about like the backstory of that, but it's been cute. The podcast is called Brad Behavior. I'm on the Lady Gang Network, and it's been doing really well, and I love talking to people and hanging out, and we come in here and have I think Nick Vile, who was my third guest, said it best. It's like a private conversation that eventually the public hears. Like, we just sit down and like chit chat. It's good stuff.
And I feel like you would have so many great guests.
Yeah,
really good guests.
It's been fun. Yeah, I've had Kaylee Cuoco so far, Nick, Tanya, obviously, Juliana Rancic, Lisa Rinna, and we've got some great ones coming up.
So for our listeners, if you want to actually hear, you know, famous people talk, that sounds like the podcast you should be tuning into.
I think we should keep our name on that note.
Want you guys to come on, though.
We are available.
Yeah.
We're still trying to get famous. So after maybe our 100th episode, we could maybe be a little famous again to be able to go on.
Anytime. You're welcome.
Your
anytime.
Famous person podcast.
What are your thoughts on Lisa Rinna? Is she a friend of yours?
Yeah, she's I've known Lisa for a really long time, and we, like, my husband and I, Gary, just love her to pieces. She's so awesome. She's a great person.
Your husband is Gary Jannetty?
Yes.
And he does the fake
the Prince George meme.
Prince George. So I, on Snapchat, like years ago, would always do not Prince George, but I would do like the Queen and everyone when I would read the tabloids, and people would always send me his account like 3 years ago.
Oh, no way.
And I was like, this is unbelievable. Because it was, yeah. So if you don't follow this account, he does what I agree with him, what little George is thinking.
Yeah.
And he has great thoughts about Meghan Markle, which I totally back.
Yeah.
So,
but we love Meghan. You like Meghan, though, no?
No, but little George doesn't.
Yeah, he goes
in the character.
The two. Yeah. Right. He's very into her right now.
Oh,
since she had like her, you know.
Oh, I'm not caught up.
Her little breakthrough.
Oh, know, where she admitted she doesn't like being a famous royal.
Yeah, where she was just kind of like, it's hard, which you know, that's kind of got to be now.
That's what my mom always said to me. I disagree
with anyone.
I'd love to have the queen
putting me on timeout. please take away my photo in the queen study.
I don't think you realize like your life's not your own anymore. It's so controlled. You have to be here at this time. You have to do this at this time. You're not allowed to be probably like the mom you maybe want to be. Like, I think that you can't really understand how restricting and isolating that might feel.
Yeah, I think so,
too. So, for me personally, I do not love that life.
I do not love to be on, like, a super tight schedule.
For
not for moi.
If it's a royal schedule, I'm available.
Thank you. It's like, I'm not doing that
I would just
today.
Be like, fine, more caviar, please. Yeah. More caviar. Royal butler, more caviar. I'm stressed out.
You'd be like, champagne. Yeah, I can go anywhere or stay anywhere.
I feel like that's, like, the the Hallmark movie version of being a royal, right? Like,
yeah.
I could do that one for sure.
Yeah,
where it's like you're just always getting ready to go to a ball.
I'm there. I mean, well, I did get over being royal with the whole like no flying privately. Like that deaded it for me.
Flew private?
No, I'm saying they don't. Because
allegedly. Say, like,
they brought
wow,
in secretly. But that she has to fly commercial as a royal, I'd be like, I didn't sign up for this. Where's the royal private jet?
That's right.
So that was when I got over
it. Do you watch The Crown? Have you seen it?
We started the first season.
Yeah, we watched like two or three. We're not currently watching it.
We're like, The Crown for us right now is like very Cavallari.
Oh, yeah.
That's the queen that we've all heard.
And you know Kristen well.
I love her,
I love Kristen. Yeah. She introduced us.
No way.
Yeah, that's actually how we met, was through Kristen.
So that's Spencer was awesome.
Friends with Brody at the time, and then she was dating Brody. And then I was hanging out with Kristen, and...
Oh, wow. Yeah, Kristen's great. We work together on the red carpet specials, and she's like... I mean, she can... get down, and she can, like, once you toss something to her, she can throw it right back to you. Like, we're like brother and sister together. We just take like digs at each other all the time. I love her.
Have you gone to Nashville yet?
No.
Heidi was supposed to go this week, but it didn't work out.
Yeah. To see her.
House looks gorgeous. And I would love for her to cook for me.
Yeah, I'm like, can I come to your house? She's like, you know what? Can I move in? My kids have a thing.
Yeah, exactly. We're real busy right now. Yeah. No, she's awesome. And what she's built, too, is really incredible.
Oh, my gosh. I always said, like, man, if I were Kristen, I think I'd just be at home, you know, with the kids. And she easily could have just done that and had like that role. But she's such an entrepreneur and a go-getter and wants her own money and her own life and her own empire. And she chose the right route. Like, get it. You're killing it, girl.
Yeah. She sent me some of her Uncommon James kitchen stuff.
Oh,
it's
nice.
So cute. It's really, really good. It's great stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super happy for her.
At one time, you had a fashion line, right?
I did a line for QVC about 3 years ago.
I remember that.
But the travel back and forth, I was literally going to the East Coast every single week. So I was getting on a plane on Thursday mornings, and then returning on Tuesday morning here, and then working for like 2.5 days, and then doing it again and being like up all weekend. Because the schedule would be like, I'd have like a 3 a.m. hit for 10 minutes, I'd be up at 6, and then I'd have
I wanted our crystal business on QVC, and I think God knew I could never do that. So he was probably like, this is not an option.
Isn't it great when things just
you for not working out.
When things get like plucked away.
Because I was like, it was all set and it was happening, and I was like counting all this imaginary money, and now I realize it was very imaginary.
Direct to consumer through your Instagram, Spencer. It's really, I learned so much from that experience, and I have to say everybody over there was wonderful to work with. But for me and my actual, like, just own health, physical and mental, just that amount of traveling, like, I was sleeping in the back seats of cars. I mean, I was being driven. I had a nice setup, but it was like, it was gnarly.
Well, good for you.
Okay, good.
Lisa Rinna, actually, I would see her there all the time, and she was, she says to me, the moment I saw you in the lobby, curled up in a chair, sleeping, and I tapped you and you didn't wake up, I knew it was over. I was like, oh yeah, I was donezo.
Is she still doing it?
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's crushes. A machine.
She
These housewives.
What is her secret?
Different.
Does she have lots of coffee? What the?
Well, I don't know what her secret is. She really tapped into who her customer was. So they, you know, once you get that customer base, that, you know, they know the fit, they know the fabrics, they know the quality, they know the style. Like, they just buy. They just buy.
Wow. I feel like they filmed it on the Housewives, and
they
just stopped.
We watched it.
And then it's like not covered as much, maybe.
Yeah, it's a big business for her.
Would you ever go on any of the Housewives?
Yes.
Why should you be
a regular or just appear?
Yeah.
I don't know if I could be a regular, because I like I know, well, the Beverly Hills one I would want to be on, and I know all of those women, and I adore them, so I wouldn't want to, like, jeopardize any of that. I would definitely pop in for an episode, though. That would be so fun.
You absolutely should. Do you know Andy?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah. It's done.
Or no, Alex, I'm the producer at Evolution.
I'm going to pitch it.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I would totally go on.
I'm going to tell them to meet us at the
style.
Poll.
I want to be the person that, like, they come to, like, near the, you know, last quarter of the season where they can really just, like, lay all the tea on me and I can just sit there and, like, soak it all up.
Yeah, even just reactions like,
yeah.
No.
Yes.
How did you get started in fashion?
I was a pretty curious kid fashion-wise growing up. So I was lucky I had parents that let me, you know, wear all kinds of crazy things and not really censor me in any way, which was kind of a good thing because it allowed me to express myself through clothes, which obviously became my job. But the real true beginning for me was I went back to school when I moved here and from Canada. And while I was in college, I got an internship at Vogue and they allowed me to go there to New York for the summer. And I interned there and it like changed my life. Like it was great. I mean, I've had such a good experience in fashion working with nice people, and the people at Vogue were very, very nice to me. And then the following summer I went and worked at W Magazine and then I got a job with the West Coast editor of Vogue, Lisa Love, who's incredible. And then from there, I got the job with Rachel Zoe, and then I ended up working with her for almost 3 years, and then I went out on my own almost a decade ago now.
Wow. Oh, yeah. My gosh. What school were you going to?
I went to Santa Monica College first, and then I went transferred to USC.
Oh.
Yeah.
USC alumni.
Yeah.
I took 3 classes at Santa Monica City College.
Yeah, it was a good school.
It was actually harder than a lot of my SC classes.
I
was
what did, like, you take?
It was just so, because I was a spring admit at SC, so just some GEs, I forget, but I remember them being hard. I'm like, wait, this is City College. Like, yeah. But I realized, then I found out, like, these are all the UCLA and USC professors that are like, oh, you want to get into USC, UCLA? Like, let me make this real hard for you so that you can. I was like, whoa, no, it's supposed to be chill.
Yeah, slow down. Yeah, like,
I should have just taken these at SC.
I was friends with all the international students, which was awesome. My best friend was a Japanese student, and we had so much fun together. I taught her all about, like, American, like, everything, and she taught me about Japan and Tokyo, and it was so awesome. I had so much fun there.
Seems like you have so many best friends. And speaking of, let's give a shout out to our new favorite mobile game, Best Fiends.
That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
It's a mobile game with an epic story and challenging puzzles that engage your brain. Each level requires strategy and you collect tons of adorable characters. I did right away. I love it. It's really fun with the story and the music is great. I was playing it for 20 minutes and I thought it was 1 minute the other night. It just goes by really fast. So
you can play it on the plane, the subway, the doctor's office, grandma's house, in the club, anywhere. Best Fiends is a 5-star rated mobile puzzle game on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Download free on the Apple App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
That's right. And you don't have to be a hardcore gamer to enjoy Best Fiends. Anyone can play it because I'm not such a hardcore gamer. And this is, like, perfect for me. So Best Fiends has 100 million downloads globally. There's new levels every month. And it's a great game for when you travel. So when we're on the plane, you know I'm playing that. And Gunner's going to enjoy it too. So it's like all of us can enjoy this game together. Best Fiends. You better try it. Happy holidays.
I'll try.
So check it out. Be the best holiday game you play all year.
So when we had Tanya on, I was like, do you get all hooked up on all the fashion through brand? She's like, no, I don't want to, like, cross that boundary. And someone's like, you should cross that
cross that boundary?
We said,
what does, like, that mean?
Like, she want, like, didn't want to
feel take, like
your shoes taking advantage. I don't want to misquote
her. Like, you're such good friends, she wouldn't want it. we're like, cross over into that line.
You should be getting the dopest looks.
We're like, you're good enough friends that he would know that.
I know literally everything about her.
Yeah.
Like everything.
Yeah, but she wouldn't want to feel like it's taking advantage.
Yeah.
Totally.
We will.
I'm like, can I take advantage of that? Can I become friends with Brad to have him style
me? I styled her for the People's Choice Awards last year.
With that silver dress?
She wore like this tuxedo kind of styled mini dress. It was really cute.
Oh, I want you to style me.
It was fun.
I'm going to look into that.
Now,
I'm going to cross that boundary.
How has style, I feel like stylists have now turned almost into firms, kind of like publicists. Like, do you feel like you're one of the only solo people out? Because I feel like every stylist that we now see, I follow or whatever, part of these like beat up, you know, these big firms. Is that, did I just make that up, or is it that
big firms as in their teams?
Yeah,
or
more companies like with multiple stylists, like these wall groups.
Oh, stuff. Yeah. Well, I'm with the Wall Group. They're my agency.
Oh, so that's an agency.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So the Wall Group like manages, you know, they agent all of us, which kind of. I mean, there's a few people who do it without an agent, but there's so many moving parts to being a stylist, between getting the request to getting the scheduling to, you know, everything, the billing, there's just like a lot, and it's in high volume. So it's hard to keep track of all of it. And obviously they're pitching you for other jobs and clients and have the tea on who's leaving who, and you don't like that. Huh?
Oh my God.
What is that?
Green juice.
It's like really green.
Watery kale. That's what it tastes like.
It looks like it.
I now know why they put the agave in there. I'm like, hold the agave.
Yeah.
I'm healthy.
Oh, you need it.
And I'm like, extra agave.
Does it have celery juice in it too?
It's kale and spinach and apple, but it's not the texture too. I'm sorry.
How do you have competitive clients that are like, why do you style her in that? That would look so much better in me. You don't have to name names, obviously, but does that become?
I don't run into that a lot. I mean, I do hear about other actresses. Like my clients will sometimes say, like, why does that person get to wear Chanel, or like, why does that person get to wear Dior, or you know? And it's all like, so much of fashion now, and like people like Diane Kruger and Timothée Chalamet who don't have stylists.
Timothée Chalamet wears our crystals.
Yeah, that's awesome.
We love him.
He's the one to get.
Yeah, he's like, I'm like,
he's
we don't
literally,
need
yeah, you
else.
Don't need anybody
so
else.
He sends me screenshots. I just send him every crystal he wants. So yeah, any crystal bracelet you've seen him wearing now in all his
so
press
awesome.
Tour. It's
and we'll give you for any of your clients.
Yeah, for
crystals.
Sure.
Yeah. But
do you know Jenna Dewan? Do you guys know Jenna?
We've met her.
She's
I don't know
nice.
If she'd remember us. But
she's super crisp. Like, yeah, she's all crystals. Oh. I mean,
we have some great stuff for her.
Okay,
she
cool.
was so sweet. Actually, she probably would remember us. She came up to us on the red carpet
sure.
at G.I. Joe. She was like, I love you guys. We crashed it.
We got to get her some, what did you hold?
Moonstone for pregnancy.
That was what you had?
Moonstone.
Yeah, yeah.
She looks so good in that blue and black in front of the Christmas tree, that long gown.
Oh, yeah.
It's like goddess, beautiful.
Thank you. She's so awesome, and she loves crystals. I mean, she's a self-proclaimed, like, she like, you know, she's like a real-life fairy.
Oh, yeah. She still, I don't know if she still does, but the Aura shop in Santa Monica, she'd always go there.
All of it. I'm always like, Jenna, who should I talk to in the, like, psychic, spiritual, like, world? Because I'm so down with all that stuff. I think there's also, you know, so much of it is my job as the stylist is to create the relationships for people and help facilitate those. But I also see a new kind of push for, you know, people who are, I mean, Diane and Blake Lively are really, you know, the big ones who don't work with a stylist and just interact directly with designers. But I do feel like that's kind of a new thing that's coming up. Because I know Timothy, too, just does his own stuff and talks directly to the designers and to you and, like, manages all of his own looks, and he's like, I mean, he also must have an insane innate sense of style because he kills it.
He is like, I haven't seen a superstar come like with this much like magic in I can't even think of somebody
since we came on to the
scene. Yeah, you know, 2007 since Paris.
Yeah, 2007. I was around there too, like trying to get into Hyde, and you know, nobody wanted me there.
Oh my God.
Standing in the corner creeping.
Brent Bolthouse and Sarah. Like,
yeah,
who's
that?
He's with Rachel Zoe. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if this is out there. Are you and Rachel friends? And
no.
Oh, so, okay. Is that
no, full stop.
Oh, wow. No. And that's been discussed. That's not breaking news.
It's not breaking news.
Full stop.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, she's moved on with her life and I've moved on with my life, and you know, I hope she's doing great, and I really enjoyed my time working with her, but it was not in the stars for us to be friends, even though I tried.
Yeah, you can only do so much. You can't be both sides of the relationship.
Yeah, you know, the new moon, the full moon that just happened was all about like shedding, right? And getting rid of and all of that stuff and opening yourself up to. I just went, my yoga teacher, I go to a yoga class with this amazing teacher named Ari. And today we were all snakes and we were shedding our skins because we were like getting rid of the old and like bracing ourselves and welcoming abundance and the new for the new decade. So I'm all like very like
decade.
Yeah, 2020, baby. We're wrapping it up.
That was a big moon then.
Yeah. It was a big moon.
Yesterday was.
No wonder we have so much crazy stuff going on.
Madness going on. And then it did have a turning point. The shedding happened.
The shedding is happening.
Yeah. What do you mean? It was the best thing ever. Snapchat last night. Instagram. Facebook.
What's happening?
Just in one day, yesterday, Instagram and Facebook reached out and wants our Crystal company to like do a pop-up for all the employees.
That's awesome.
Their HQ. So it was just like a sign like we're
on the right path.
Yeah, on the right track. And then at night we were with the CEO of Snapchat and chatting it away about them wanting to do my Snap show every day and not just once a week. So
that's
it was
awesome.
Yesterday was the worst day earlier in the day, and then like it all went. So yeah.
Well, that's because when we let things go, we allow other things to come in, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
So
absolutely.
2020 is all about abundance, baby.
That's why I want a new baby in 2020.
Yay!
Yay! Come on, Lord, please. So hopefully. Gosh.
That's awesome.
You seem like a very healthy person.
I try.
Health and fitness.
Yeah.
And how do you prioritize that with everything that you do?
Well, it's actually become, I mean, it's partial. Part of it is vanity, but I think that that's probably like 20% of it. I think a lot of it is just mental health and wellness for me. I've been sober for a really long time, so it really helps me. Yoga is a new thing I've been doing that's been really good for me to kind of like put the puzzle pieces of my head back together and like be able to focus on the things that are, as opposed to, you know, some of the things I can create in my head. But I just, you know, I'm 42 and a half, and, you know, I just want to be like, I want to be healthy. I want to be around. Mm-hmm. You know, I had a kind of a death wish for myself for a while when I was out there using, and, you know, now I'm so like excited to be alive and to have the life that I have. And I'm so grateful for, you know, the way that my life has unfolded and I've been in my relationship with Gary we've been married for 2 years, but I've been with him for over 18, and, you know, my mom is healthy. I just all of that stuff starts to mean more to you. And so I want to stay here and live my life to the fullest as long as I can. So, you know, eating well, I did all the unhealthy stuff. I smoked, I did drugs, I drank, I did all of that stuff, but I don't do any of that anymore. So I try to keep it. This is also coming from the guy who has like the scent of peanut butter Chex on his breath, because I'm obsessed with eating cereal out of the box right now. Like, I just drive up to the Pavilions and like stop in and grab my peanut butter Chex and just like eat them while I'm driving. They're so good. That's not an ad.
I was just going to say, and brought to you by
I wish.
Let's reach
I
out.
Wish. Have you ever had them?
I am not.
But I love Chex. Yeah. So I have gone through Chex cereal with the milk because it like perfectly goes in the middle of it and seeping out the top, and then it was just like the perfect texture.
The cinnamon ones are good too. I'm not.
Where did the cereal come from? Is like, do you go through phases where? Or is this totally a random one?
I don't know. It's like a new thing with me. I haven't been that... I'm usually like really healthy, but I have a sweet tooth. So the sugar in the cereal has kind of been... I don't know. Maybe it's like reverting back to being a kid. I don't know what it is. The holiday season. My mom's coming with my sister and we're going to holiday bake. And I've been thinking about it for like 3 weeks. So I wish they were coming like next week, this week.
Yeah, hurry up.
I just want to start making cookies. Yeah. Driving around, I've like got my big thing of my box of cereal. And like, you know, it's not a cute sight, but.
Do they live in Canada?
Yeah.
Oh, do you go home often?
They come here more. Mm-hmm. They like to come here and visit. My mom kind of lives in a remote part of Ontario, and so coming here is like a lot more exciting for them. It's nice. It's nice to be able to, you know, have a house that I can, you know, my family wants to be in. And I know that a lot of people don't get to have the same experience, especially a lot of LGBTQ people with their family over the holidays. So it's nice that I'm one of the people that's lucky that my family embraces me and my husband, and we get to just celebrate together and be together and, you know, make cookies and watch. My mom loves Hallmark movies. Like, I feel like if I ever got on the Hallmark channel, my mom would not know what to do with
herself. Oh, my gosh. I actually got the Hallmark app. I'm getting so excited. I got the Hallmark app.
Yeah.
I got the app.
You're like, speaking of which.
Yeah, I love Hallmark. That is, like, my favorite. Spencer's like, half these movies are just, like, around Christmas. I'm like, I just don't. If it's the tree in the background, it's the Christmas cheer.
Yeah, all of it.
So I feel that. Oh, that's so
the
sad.
Hope.
So many people don't get that experience. That almost made me cry. That's such a... It's
true. You know, when really you are, I think sometimes we get in the headset of like, ugh, I have to go see my family and this aunt's annoying and always ask me this, you know, it's like, but, you know, the other side of that is like not having a family. And I cherish the fact that my mom is healthy and, you know, that I can, you know, I just, those things can change so quickly. And so while people are around you and are healthy and, you know, all of those good things, we should be really grateful for things like that. And I don't want to be living so far away from her too. And from my sister, I, you know, cherish the time we get to spend together. And it's actually time where I'm not like busy and emailing and I can just really be with them. So it's important.
I absolutely agree. I thank God every day. I'm like, okay, thank you. Everyone's alive today. Like that's just such a big deal that like, you know, so that's, I am absolutely with you. We are going to buy a condo in my hometown this year.
So awesome.
Just to be able to have like that place to go and not worry about like having to rent somewhere. And I feel like that's, yeah. So I am there with you. We want to live here and this is like the great place. We want our kids to raise here. But it's nice to also have like that part of the family and like you're saying, to be able to go home and,
you know, it's just. Of course.
Just different, right?
So. Yeah, we moved into a new place and constructed our guest house basically like a, you know, a beautiful hotel suite so that when our families came to visit, like my mom knows she has her own space, they have their own fireplace, their own, like they have like a whole setup. So it's nice to be able to do that for her and know that when she comes, she's going to get like a cute little setup and I can take care of her the way she took care of me when I was a kid.
Yay.
When Heidi's mom visits, she sleeps on an air mattress in our son's playroom.
That sounds kind of fun, though.
That's the only one we have.
I like that though.
Yeah, but she doesn't mind. No one minds.
I'm sure she loves it.
Yeah, just saying, that's
my,
our
my
vibe.
Little brother and his wife just came and they stayed with us too and they had the mattress treatment.
They went in the crystal room.
The crystal room, which is the office.
I feel like the crystal room though is
you have a lot of dreams.
Yeah, that's the place you want to be in, right?
Not probably, right? Because the dreams are like
real insane.
Yeah, like might be too intense.
You're not
like,
supposed to sleep with crystals in a room, technically. Unless it's just rose quartz.
What crystal do you think would be the best for me eating peanut butter Chex and driving on Santa Monica Boulevard?
I'm going to have to think about that one. I'm still trying to figure out of all the things like to have is like, because I'm a very snack. No, I'm just saying like, there's a lot. I'm a snacky person. I just want to take you to like Air One and be like, try these cheese puffs.
They're the skinny crisps.
Like, I'm just saying, there's just, I'll try some peanut butter.
It's like Doritos. There's no healthy version of Doritos I'm going to like.
Yeah, but I would rather have Doritos than the Chex. That's what I mean. Yeah. If we're doing...
But Chex is the same. Like, I'm sure with the, there's not the health, you know, like, who knows?
Yeah.
But I don't think it's that bad. It's like, if that's your big splurge,
that's your vice.
Well, I'm not eating the box.
Oh, you have portion control.
Yeah,
I would take down the box.
No, I'm the guy that can eat like a half of a cookie.
Oh.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
I'm not sitting down and eating like the whole box. Like, I'll take like half and then I'm like, fine.
Yeah, I would give you an enjoyment crystal to enjoy that and not to have guilt.
I'll think about it. We're going to think better than an enjoyment crystal.
I'll think of a name.
Enjoyment crystal.
I mean, something in that genre. Rhodochrosite.
How insane is your personal wardrobe at this point? Are you a big, like, clothes horse? Is that the expression?
I am. And, you know, people ask me all the time if I get sent a lot of stuff, which I'm lucky I do. I actually prefer to borrow it because then I can send it back and I don't have to store it. But I buy all the time. And every single year, my New Year's resolution is like, I'm going to buy less clothes. I'm going to shop like on an app once a month. And it's every day. Like,
what are your top designers right now for you to wear?
Well, I just bought, I'm really into matching sets right now. So like a bomber that matches the pants. And sometimes if they have like a matching baseball hat or something, I'll buy that too. Because I just like the whole thing. I don't have to think about it. I just bought a Burberry sweatsuit that's like red with gold tape down the side. It's so awesome. And I got it for like 80% off. But day to day, like I wear all kinds of stuff. I love Tom Brown. I wear his clothes all the time. Stella McCartney has great men's clothes. Timothy Chalamet just wore Stella McCartney. I've been getting all my cashmere at Club Monaco. They have really good basics.
Oh, righty. That's a good.
Put that on your notes app.
Yeah, I buy everything on sale though. I'm like
Which
a big.
App?
I do.
Rakuten.
Yeah.
Let's give a shout out to Rakuten. Rakuten is a free member-based loyalty program that lets you earn up to 40% cash back at over 2,500 stores. I mean, there's so many outlets to choose from. Nike, Forever 21, Lyft, Under Armour, Walmart, Macy's, Best Buy, Expedia, Groupon, and Ticketmaster, just to name a few. All the places you already shop. But this time you can earn cash back. Always free. No gimmicks. No points to redeem. So simple and easy to use. I know Brad's going to use this. Probably show all of his clients about this. Go to Rakuten.com. Click on the retailer that you're looking for to activate the cashback and then shop as normal. You'll earn a percentage of every purchase you make, up to 40% cashback. So, Brad, it's like you're making money while you're shopping, which is your job.
We love that.
Yeah, we love that. You get paid every 3 months in the form of a check or via PayPal. Sign up today at Rakuten.com. That's Rakuten.com. You're welcome. Happy holidays again. That's another gift for you.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'll be all over that.
Yeah, Rakuten.
I've got a game now, Best Fiends.
Oh. Yes.
Without the R, friends
yep.
without the R.
Yep.
And now I have Rakuten.
Yeah, and that's
I wear Under Armour workout clothes.
Perfect.
Besides
you
yoga, you also clearly lift weights.
I do. I like the Under Armour ones because the tank tops have a scoop neck so you can show a little hint of skin.
Oh, I'm going to get those.
Without being a little, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not too.
Rakuten. Yeah, you know, always like it's like burlesque, like just a little tease.
Yeah. Ooh.
Like in the Victorian age, like just showing you the underside of your wrist or your ankle.
What is your favorite or one of your favorite periods of fashion throughout history?
The 70s.
Yes?
Yeah. If I could have been born in the Studio 54 era, like if I could take a time machine back there to like twirl, like I have disco in my blood. I don't know what it is. I actually got into this crazy disco phase where it's all I was listening to. And I felt like I was living a past life. And I texted my mom and I was like, when I was a baby, were you listening? I was born in 77, so it's not that far off. But I said to my mom, were you listening to like Donna Summer and stuff while I was a kid? Like, what was going on in the house? Because like, I want to go out and like twirl and dance. I like the disco ball. I like flashing lights. Jenna and I were actually going to go and do a disco class together because I wanted to learn how to actually disco. And my mom was like, yeah, we used to listen to all of that stuff. Like, you know,
Wild.
Donna Summer, Dan Hartman, who's one of my... I was just in Miami at a fashion show, and they, in the runway show music, they played my favorite disco song. I was like, literally, like holding on to my seat. I'm like, don't get up. Don't get up and move. Yeah, I was like, one of my friends took a video of me, and I'm just like bop. Like, I can't stop. It's really weird.
That's so
and
funny.
The clothes are great.
So you love Gucci right now?
No, I feel like Amiri is the most 70s right now.
Gucci's all 70s right now.
Gucci's pretty crazy 70s.
It's like everything.
The big wide lapel, the boots,
the
bell bottom. All of it.
Did you know Alessandro Alesso before he became like...
No,
he
I did not.
That, like on the DL there? For
yeah,
all
I had
years?
No, I had no, I had never heard of him before.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's,
yeah.
I thought at least he was like, maybe like everyone knew about him at the company. That's
I don't think so. And to come into that fashion house post, you know, the post Tom Ford, obviously, and then I can't remember the designer who was in between the two of them, but to redesign a house and make it so incredibly, like, I mean, they can't keep that product in the store.
Yeah,
like, it's insane.
It's crazy. We went there. There's a line.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
To get in, it's
so
it
a line
so...
to buy.
And you know Gucci. Times are good when they're, like, renovating every single
yeah.
store.
Over
oh,
and
yeah.
over.
Over and
like,
over
they
and
just
over.
Finished the bathrooms, and I'm like...
And the restaurant,
yeah.
and like, the restaurant that's going to be there is
There's
so going to
be
exciting.
A restaurant there?
Yeah, on the
yeah.
roof.
No
the
way.
Other one, yeah. The other one that's in Italy, they're doing the second one, what's it, Masamoto or whatever, that the guy from Chef's Table, the famous Michelin chef.
Oh.
So he has the Gucci... Osterio is the one in Italy.
Cool.
So they're doing one above the Rodeo store.
Oh, I think it's
that's
like
gonna be...
appointment only, invite yeah. only, like very
We had
high
the
end.
Juice there, but our number one just left.
Yeah. Who?
Like an employee there. We had,
oh,
like,
really?
Yeah. So she always hooked us up, but we do know.
Yeah, we know Paige.
We know Paige.
Paige is the store manager. Shout out Paige.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
hey, yeah. Paige. Yeah. Shout out Rodeo
we
Beverly Hills. Go say hi to Paige.
So what do you think is the best investment for someone? So someone's looking for fashion and they want to buy five key pieces. Like, do you think it's an Hermes boot or an Hermes bag or like a
Ooh,
Gucci thing? Like, what
high.
Would you recommend?
I do always say if you're doing, if you're in actually investing in purchasing something luxury, that accessories are the best way to go. So a handbag, a pair of shoes, something that you can wear over and over again. I find for myself too, the pieces that I splurge on are, you know, things that I'll wear every day. So you want the thing, like for me, splurging on a cocktail dress, unless you're like going to a lot of events or you're going to your sister's wedding or something like that, that's really an important like life moment, then yes, invest in something like that. But I think it's investing in the everyday, like the coat that you're going to wear every day. Do you want to like up your game and get like a cashmere coat as opposed to a wool coat? Or, you know, is there a handbag that if you've been lusting after a Chanel bag, like a basic Chanel bag you'll have for 25 years, mm-hmm. even though you're investing, you know, $2,500 or whatever into it, that will be something that also transitions from day to night. So you want to put your money in pieces that you feel like not only have a long life, but also carry you through different aspects of your life.
Okay. And what about like coats, like a men's coat or
outerwear so much.
Yeah.
It's like a big problem.
What about blazers and...
I buy a lot of suits too, because mm-hmm. I think when you find those things that, you know, suits can be so expensive, and I don't wear them a lot, but I like to wear nice ones when I do. So investing in those, when Calvin Klein relaunched with Raf Simons as their creative director, I bought so much. Once they closed it down, I bought so much of it, because once you find a designer that kind of cuts, like you can, their cut is consistent and it works well on your body. Like I know D Squared, Calvin, Stella, Tom Brown, Dior, Valentino, all work really well on my body. But like there's so many others that I put on and I'm just like, I literally look like I'm wearing my dad's suit. Mm. Like it's just not, the proportions have to be like really slim for me.
What about Hold on.
These are very important. Yeah, like, wait, I need outfits.
This is a real question. What about consignment stores?
Love.
How do you feel about that?
Love. Yeah. I reel all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do think you're getting like the good quality? You know, it's still worth the value.
I shop on them. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I shop on them and I also sell on them as well.
Okay.
Because A, also it's, you know, we have to obviously be globally conscious and conscious about our environment as well. So it's a great way to give your clothes another life as opposed to just, you know, throwing them out or getting rid of them. I also, you know, sometimes I don't want to spend $500 on a dress shirt, but I can get the one that I like on a consignment app for, you know, $100. You know, sometimes things that are a little trendy as well, I'll kind of troll around and see, you know, do I need the Gucci sneaker that has like the diamond necklace thing on them? Probably not.
But if I want them so
much. I know, I love them so much.
I want the purple ones and the
I'm the same, but I don't think I want to put $1,500 into a pair of sneakers. But if I can get them for $4, maybe I will.
Yeah.
But I haven't splurged yet. But I think that those are also great, great sites for people to look on to like dip your toe into the designer world. You know, they have everything on there. Hermes, jewelry, watches. It's a great way to, I'm always on them looking for different things, but from specific designers.
Do you like Hermes?
Very much.
Yeah. I feel like their pieces and quality are like life lasting as well.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, okay, I can justify in my mind getting like the bag or the belt because it's like I'm going to have and I can give it to my kids. And
yeah.
Also the Real why and all these stores why I like it so much is because you can see what you would buy, what it's really worth.
Right.
Also if you resell it. It's like a Birkin you can resell for the same price or more.
Right.
But
that's
then
true.
Like the Gucci dress I have that I'm going to take over is worth like almost the same, you know, or like you can just gauge more.
Yeah, depending on the wear. I just took in a pair of Tom Ford shoes that I bought and thought that I would love, and I never wore them. And, you know, I don't know how much I'm going to get for them, but I was like, I'm not going to wear pink.
I have pink ones
we're
today.
We're going
yeah.
right now
I
to
have pink.
Take a Gucci dress. I mm-hmm. think Heidi should keep whatever.
But no, I wore...
What does it look
let
like?
Let me show you.
Show me.
Because I don't think I'm going to wear this again. And it was a moment, right? So it was the video... Was it the Hills premiere?
Wait, are you guys doing season 2?
Mm-hmm.
Right now?
Today. Breaking news. We closed our Hills deal
Yay.
Today.
Yay. So, yeah. How's it been going?
Well, it's amazing for
us. I mean, the show was like...
Yeah, we love it.
So
it's so
good.
Positive now.
Oh, that's cute. Here's the thing with this, though. It like outfits like this that are good and have like a moment, like you don't need to redo it again.
Yeah. And then if I was thinking maybe...
Because that's exactly
I'll...
it. If you have like a cocktail look...
Yeah.
You wear it and then like... You know, it's not like you're not going to wear this to another photographed event, right?
Oh,
well,
ask
I would
Nene
only
about
wear it
that.
Twice.
Nene Leakes?
You didn't see that John with him?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. Oh.
Well, see, I'd only wear it twice to get the, she wore it twice, you know. But
oh, you're
like,
trying to get the, she wore it twice.
That's the only way
you're
I'd wear it
to
twice.
You're trying to get what Nene didn't like getting shaded for. That's what.
Yeah, so I'm like, give me the, she wore it
Nene
twice.
Nene change her perspective.
No, but you probably wouldn't, like, you might wear that. Like to a function for you guys, but you're probably not going to wear it to another carpet, are you?
So I would only wear it to another carpet just to get this. She wore it twice.
Well, then don't take it in yet because right? It's a perfect holiday dress, too. Are you going to a holiday party?
But like, no, see, I wouldn't wear it to like something we're actually
all right,
going to.
We're selling it today.
You know, so like, and the thing is, it's so short on that it's like, you know. The
Gucci,
back is
Gucci
like,
got sexy.
It got
that was
no. I think
like,
they fitted it to you. I think
no. The length was about that.
That
yeah.
will sell really fast.
So that's what I thought. You know, and if I could make that money, and then I could
buy something else.
Right?
Yeah, that's the great thing. I love it when they send me my updates about how much I've sold, and yeah, I've sold a lot of stuff on there.
Yeah, my mom's like, why don't you just use the budget, and which is very smart, of the clothes you sell to just buy new clothes. I'm like, that's a great boundary and line. It's like, great, I have $5,000 to sell of imaginary money that I just made from the Real Real. So I can buy whatever I want with that is my fashion
Budget. Or Rakuten.
I love the or Rakuten.
Yeah, either one.
I love that one. Or Best Fiends.
Yeah.
I love the imaginary money conversation.
Oh, I live in an imaginary.
Oh my
bank.
God, it's so good. I'm gonna use that imaginary money. Yeah, I'm always
I spend it a lot.
Yeah,
we have lots of IOUs.
Do you do a lot?
Heidi literally messaged me yesterday. She's like, "Hey, can you send over all the money you have in the PayPal? I'm gonna add it to the Amex." So I'm like, "Hold on, get ready. Here comes $218.
I was like, "What? There should be thousands. What do you mean?
What do you think I'm over here saving in the PayPal?
Like, do that's, not spend one more dollar. If you spend one more dollar, you freaking
but
send
I
it
got
is.
All those Versace underwear on sale.
I did not think you were getting Versace
that's
underwear.
Luxe.
Like, yeah, well, why my logic was I wear designer shoes, designer socks, designer jeans, designer shirts, designer watch, designer jewelry,
not
and I'm not
month.
Wearing designer underwear. Like,
not this month. Next month,
it's already
you could have bought
them.
I
bought them.
2 months ago, you could have bought
They're
them.
Bought.
Not this month, Spencer.
I already own them.
What about jeans? What do you think about jean investment? A few more
okay,
questions.
Okay, so for jean investment,
listen up.
Jeans are really tricky.
Okay.
Because everybody asks for, like, what's the best way to find my perfect pair of jeans? Try a bunch of different designers.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't invest in a lot of designer denim. I'm like a tried and true, like, Levi's, vintage Levi's preferably are kind of my go-to. So I don't really spend a ton of money on denim.
What eye is that?
How much money are you spending per pair of jeans?
My mom's listening. She'll have a heart attack. It's just...
On
no,
sale. Really?
No,
on
sale.
The jeans.
What's on the jeans,
well,
though?
Only
are they
buy
distressed?
Jeans.
Are they? Oh, well, that's why. Because they're like Japanese denim.
Yeah, they feel
and, like,
they're
good
like
quality
the most comfortable
and...
things in the whole world.
Listen,
so they're worth their
and
anything.
I wear them.
Yeah, I guess
the ones I got on sale last year, I wear every day. And I
here's see, the like... thing. If they were sitting in your closet with the tags on them still, then I would be like, you need to knock it off.
Yeah,
but
easily.
If you're wearing them every day, it's like my husband likes Brunello Cucinelli, which is so expensive. But he wears it like every single day.
Yeah, you do the math. It's like when people are like, these iPhones are so expensive. If you do the math on like how many times you pick up your iPhone a day and say like, oh, every time you pick it up, it's 50 cents. It's like, you know, it adds up to whatever, the $1,000 iPhone.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you use the stuff and you spread it out over time.
But I got a pair and they're sitting in my closet for 5 months. So I have them in the bag going the real. Because I'm like, I'm not fitting in a 25. I don't know when, maybe breastfeeding and not eating and not drinking.
RTAs
I could have. Yeah,
that
that's great. I'm like, how could I possibly have fit in these one time? So I'm like, gone. I'm not going to fit
them.
In these. They're I'm selling them and I'm not buying anymore.
Yeah, so, I you know, for some people that's their luxury item because they wear them every they know they're going to wear them. For me, I think these are like vintage Levi's. I like them when they're like a little dad, like a little bit of a dad jean with my dad sneaks.
Oh, do
just
you
like walking around.
But do you only wear dad sneaks or do you also?
Well, I feel like I spent so many years and so much time in designer shoes, like filming and working and like running around, that all I wear are like my New Balances day to day. I mean, I wear other
New
stuff
Balance,
too.
Reach out.
Yeah,
reach
New
out.
Balance, APL I love. Their runners are really great. Yeah, but then at night I'm like in my Saint Laurent boots or like Lugs.
Oh, okay.
Or,
so,
oh yeah. But during the day, it's like
so that's a thing. Boots
time.
Is something you invest in because like,
oh yeah,
like Saint Laurent boots gonna be fire in 10 years.
Yeah, so good.
Keep them.
I also like the sound they make when you walk. Click clack, click clack, click clack.
What about short hair versus long hair for women?
Oh,
we just went full.
I'm just asking all my questions.
Why are you thinking of chopping your hair off?
I just
off?
Did.
It's cute.
Thank
I like
you.
It.
Thank
Were you gonna
you.
Go shorter?
I was thinking maybe a little bit, but then I also want it longer, and then I like it the way it is. So.
I really like it the way that it is. I think it's super modern.
Okay.
And it looks, like, really cool, and it looks easy. Like, it doesn't look like you have to go, like, I feel like with the long hair, you've got to do so much to it.
I feel like it's kind of easier to not do anything with long hair, because, right, you can just, like, flip it, and it's long.
Right.
And you don't
it's
really
still
have
ponytail
to, like, curl
length,
it.
Though, no?
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's why it's this.
No, I think it looks really good.
What would
I
you...
wouldn't go longer.
Okay. And for people, how do you have any recommendations of?
You know, for hair, I you know it's all on personal preference, really. I mean, I like wigs. Like, get awake all for right. a day and walk yeah. around and like see if you like it, you know, yeah. before you kind of invest in, because it's like expensive.
Yeah.
Hair is like really expensive.
Yeah. Any last questions?
I mean, gosh.
Tell me. Go, I want to know.
Well, I was also thinking like for styling, for somebody like you, is the end game, where it is like feature film, like doing the styling for the Bond film, and like mm-hmm. on, does that become a costume designer? Is it versus, yes. is then that's a whole nother world?
It's a massive different world.
Gotcha.
But it's a world of people that I greatly admire. I mean, there are, Ariane Phillips is actually one of the people who she did the costumes for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I think she also won an Oscar for Walk the Line, I believe, or Single Man. I don't remember. But she also works with Madonna on and off, and like did her all of her tours and videos. And, you know, it's like there are people, that is a skill that is like, I mean, I think she's so insanely talented. That's a whole different skill. But also she says to me, like, I could never get somebody ready for the red carpet. Like, the thought of doing that for somebody is just like, I don't, it's like terrifying. I'm like, yeah, and yeah, you can sit down with Quentin Tarantino and like show mood boards and like dress Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie and Leonardo DiCaprio like super easily. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I have the, I mean, I'm very curious though about how other people work, and I'm also very curious about other aspects or categories within the fashion kind of bubble. So I would like be so down to assist her, you know, do like assist somebody on a film and learn the actual skill, as opposed to plopping myself in it and being like, I'm a costume designer now, when there's so many good people out there doing it.
I feel like one of your really strong assets, and probably one of the reasons you are where you are, is you seem like such a great student. Like, you seem like a student of life, and so like open and humble and willing and eager to learn. And
yeah,
I feel like that's such a great quality.
I think it's okay to ask questions, you know, like yeah. I don't need to know everything. I don't even know how much I actually know, but you know what it's like when you're, even when you start, you know, when you're on reality TV for so long, like when you first start, you're like, what am I doing? And then the more that you're in it, you know how to do the thing. Like, you know how to be on camera. Like, it's a skill. And like, we don't necessarily, when I started on the Rachel Zoe project, like I hadn't been on TV. Like, I didn't know how to do any of it. When we sat down to do interviews, I was like, you can see in the first season, like I had no idea how to do it. But you kind of like learn the thing as your like experience is a good thing, because then you kind of, you can build on that, and then you build a self-esteem in it. You build your confidence doing it, and then you start becoming creative, and you guys, you know, you love crystals, and you start off like just liking crystals, and then you give a gift to a friend, and the friend is like, this is so great. I this has brought me so much joy. And you're like, hey, I love these too. Maybe I can, you know, make this into a business. So it's all just kind of like, you know, building blocks on top of other things, which is another thing Juliana said on my podcast this week too, which was, find your passion. Like, if you love what you're doing, you love crystals, you love doing reality TV, you love fashion, like, find your lane. Like, you can create it now. You know, you can create it on social media, you can create it on Instagram. I didn't have a platform to like show anybody my work. Like, we used to have portfolios that had like 8x10 photos of our work in them. You know, that's, they got shuffled around. That's how photographers got work. That's how fashion editors got work. It wasn't like, it was like people messengering literally books of their work back and forth. So, you know,
it's changed
so much. There's so many avenues to like actually express your passion.
Speaking of social media, how has that affected you styling people? Like, are you scrolling and seeing what like people's like where does social media, how did that change fashion for you, and like getting somebody ready for an event or whatever they need? Is social media have any like,
yeah, in so many ways. I think in terms of before, in terms of being on the red carpet and talking about it, now we get like little sneak peeks from the designer. So we do the guessing game of who's going to wear what. But we before we'd have to be like, who is like, you know, I can't think of an eye, like Julia Roberts wearing. And now it will be on Instagram in like a heartbeat. You know, we
right
see
when
it
getting dressed
right away. You know, Instagram and social media I love it. I mean, I follow so many of my colleagues because it's a great way to see their work. It's also a great way to kind of see behind the scenes of how they work. And then same, like I'm always Insta-storying with my clients and having fun and showing people, whereas Rachel's show and my show were windows into that world, you know, 12 years ago. Now it's just all on our phones. You know, we can watch whoever we want to watch it, you know, Cardi B doing whatever, you guys doing whatever, you know, doing a TikTok, me, you know, on vacation with my husband. So, you know, we can, the more that we open up our authentic selves to the people that follow us, I think the more interaction you get with your audience.
Yeah. And on that note, make sure that you guys all listen to Brad's new podcast under the Lady Gang Network.
Brad Behavior,
Brad
baby.
Behavior. And thanks for listening today. Happy holidays, everyone. We will be talking to you next week. We head to Colorado. So very exciting. Thank you.